Yo, Clashers, what's going on? It's Pilgrim back again, another episode. We have episode 32, a couple tricks that I have for easy loot. It doesn't happen all the time. It might be once a week, but it's something that I always did that I thought everybody did. But when I ran it past my clan, a lot of people didn't do this. So this is something that everybody can do that will help you pick up some easy dark elixir or regular elixir. And it's not something you can do constantly. Obviously, you'll know once I explain. But it's just something that I just assumed everybody did. But it's not. So, Clashers, we have episode 32. My trick for the easy loot. I wish it was a 24/7 thing because I am struggling right now. But you know what? It's not. So, we'll take what we can get. Thanks for stopping by, anybody. If this is your first episode, this is Cock Talks, a Clash of Clans user-based podcast where I basically take episodes from people's questions, people's thoughts, screenshots, pictures, anything. Reach out to me on Twitter at Cock Talks or send me an email. That's cocktalks@gmail.com. Tell your friends. Also, please like, subscribe, and leave a review for my episode. That is exactly how I get more listeners, and that's how it's going to help me make episodes at least once a week, and that's what I'm going to try to do. So episode 32, let's jump right into this because I bet you guys want this loot, and anybody who listens today when this episode gets put out, you'll be able to do it today. So let's go. This is Cock Talk. So what do we have in-game lately? We have a couple events. Actually, more than a couple. They're all kind of rammed together. We have 10 of 10 attacks of three different troops for 30 gems each. So they gave us, I think it was about 4 days to complete it. You must use 6 Valkyries, and Valkyries are cooked at a 50% discount, and you'll get 30 gems. Then another one is you must use 2 golems cooked at 50% discount for the same thing. 10 attacks you must win for 30 gems. And then hogs. I don't know the amount of hogs you have to use because I don't use them. But I'm almost done. Have a couple left. I didn't do really the hogs yet because hogs are difficult at Town Hall 10 and Town Hall 11. So I kind of didn't want to be fooling around not being able to get the stars. So I'll just do the 2. I'll gladly take the 60 gems. And but in game for me, Town Hall 11, it's been a week, a little over a week, about 9 days. And what have I built so far? I have an Inferno Tower upgrading 1 level. Got my crossbow rolling away. But I'm back to the 5 builders. It's going to be 5 builders busy for a year. It's going to be 5 builders busy. I think a year. I hope a year. But like, that's what I'm at. I did the research because my goal was, all right, this is what I'll do. I'll upgrade the research lab. As soon as the research lab ends, I'll upgrade my healers because I use healers all the time. They're the best, especially with a nice, strong queen. I figured it'd be great. Get the max level healers. So me, like a dum-dum, I rated my elixir all the way to full, all the way up. I couldn't wait. This is great. Boom. I finished the research lab. I go to click healers. I have 9 million max loot. It's 9.5 million max loot. So I can't carry enough elixir to start the healers. So I click it and then it asks you, oh, do you want to buy the remaining blah, blah, blah for X amount of gems? And I click, yes, I'll just do it. Just use the gems because I'd rather get the healer. And it won't let you because you don't have the storage. So lesson learned. When you start Town Hall 11, don't think that's going to happen. So what I did, I threw down wizards instead, and that was 14 days, and I'm going to start doing some of my dark elixir storage so I can do that, but probably after these wizards, I'll probably do bowlers to max because I'll have full dark probably by the time these wizards are done. Good problem to have, but the grind is real, and that's where I'm at, so I'm coming along. I got my crossbow built. Not going to build the eagle artillery yet or the Grand Warden. Just yet, I'm gonna do more of the 10.5, but I'm not sure if a hero affects your war weight, so that's something I have to look up. But if somebody knows, please let me know. I've had heroes forever, I just don't remember, especially acquiring a new one. But to my actual episode, it's nothing amazing, But there's people that don't realize this. And for certain town halls, like, this can help tremendously. For example, this week you can cook, well, I'm going to use what my amounts are, because my Valks are max, my Golems are 5, and my Hogs are 6. So the Golems and the Hogs aren't max, but the Valks are. So to cook a Valkyrie for me, regularly it costs $190. This time it costs $95. Golems cost $750, but during the event they cost $375. So now the Hog Rider, they're 90 dark. Regularly, 45 during the event. So what I do is I attack and attack and attack and attack. I get the event. I still use the troops. Like, I cook Valks. I mean, 50% discount, that's fine. I'm using a really strong army for not a lot of dark elixir. And it even saves me a little bit on elixir because I'm shifting towards dark at 50% off, blah, 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 blah. That's how it goes. Great. Okay. So, now,
what device?
Now, my Alexa is talking to me from the corner of the room. Say hi, Alexa.
Sorry.
Alexa, say hi to everyone. Well, she couldn't find that device or contact name, but sure. Okay, so now what I do is when the event is ending, when I go to bed, there's usually between like 3 and 5 hours left of the event because they usually end around 2 or 3 in the morning, my time. All in this specific event, Golem would be the best way to do this. So I would delete my backup army completely. I would have 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. I would cook 8 Golems. And then that would cost me 3,000 dark elixir. And then in the morning, I would delete the 8 backup golems that I just cooked. And it would give me 6,000 dark elixir back because it would give me the full price. So basically, all I did was overnight, at the end of an event, just acquired 3,000 dark elixir and I did nothing. On top of what was in my mines, which is usually around 1,200 apiece. So that would be, overnight, doing nothing, you'd get about 6,000 plus dark elixir. Now, this goes for any of the events. If there's spells, or sometimes if they have troops and spells, do both of them. Or if it's just like a baby dragon event just came on, just, I always do this. They used to have them reduced, I think, for 90%. Actually, I think it was 70%. It definitely wasn't 90. I used to just make an entire army. I would take 480 troops and I would do everything, because I would then donate the ones in my regular army and I would still make back like big dark elixir. I remember the one time I did the Golem. So I cooked the 16 Golems. I got rid of the 8 as soon as I woke up, and I just donated the 8 throughout the day when I was at work, when I wasn't able to attack. And I think overnight, from this one thing doing nothing, I probably banked about 10,000 dark elixir. So I figured everybody did this. They had to. Why wouldn't they? But then the one time I said to everybody right before bed, I said, oh, everybody in the clan, don't forget to cook your dark elixir troops so you can get rid of them in the morning. And a lot of people were like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? And I had to break it down and explain to them in the chat. And they were like, oh my God, I never thought about that. I think the best payout on this, I think, is the witch, because I think you can carry the most troops with the witch because she's expensive to make, but I'm not 100% sure. But I know the Golem's a good payout. For example, this 3 that we have now, you'll get 2850 with the Valks, you'll get 3000 with the Golem, and you'll get 2160 extra with the Hogs. So out of those 3, obviously you want to do the Golem, but what you can do is cook a big Valk army and then use the Valks for your attack if you'd like, so you'd be able to get a couple extra attacks with a 50% discount. Now, like I said, it's not something you can do all the time. For example, the next event probably won't be for 3-4 days, but hey, you know what? Out of a month, if you get to do 6, 7, 8 of them, I mean, that's 50, 60, 70,000 dark elixir. And you know what? I'll take it. I'll take wherever I can get it. But yeah, that's one of my simple tricks. And then also, this was brought to me on, I think it was an email. Z sent me an email. It used to be in my clan. Just started a new clan. The clan name is Fearmore Loot. He just started this clan. So they're a level 1. Their clan ID is number U8P, as in Paul, 82P. LL. I'll put that in the podcast episode description. And the good thing about this, he has two active bases, which he's always using. And he actually knows how to attack in war, so he's a good person to have in war. And then there's about 23 members now, so it's a level one clan. And if you get together a group of level one clans and attack, chances are you're going to win. It's very easy to win wars in a low-level clan. So if anybody is looking to stop by, win a couple wars quick, make some friends, head over to there. The name of the clan is Fear More Loot. But what I was getting at was he sent me an email about this. The other day, after I upgraded everything, I was starting to search for bases to attack. And it was difficult. I was coming with a lot of max Town Hall 11s who didn't have good loot, good enough for me to attack. So I was searching. And searching. It was terrible. It took forever. I finally find a base I want to hit. I attack them. You know, it's a difficult base. I'll get maybe a couple hundred thousand, and I was fine. So I upgraded. I think I was doing like the level two archer towers or whatever. So after I use all my loot again, I'm searching for bases and searching. And I'm just looking at it, I'm like, I'm out of loot. I could not find a base. Now, this does not happen often at all, like almost never. I think this has happened to me two times. But for some of the lower town halls, this can happen more often. But for example, if this happens again, I realized if you revenge attack somebody, it does not cost any loot at all to find them and attack them. So even if you need just a little bit, find that one person in your defense log that you could revenge and just attack them, use a hero on some pumps on the outside, or just do a couple things like that, because that's a quick way. Or if you ever need a little bit extra loot and say you need 10,000 extra loot to upgrade something and you don't want to spend the ridiculous 30 gems it probably cost to buy the extra, just go to revenge. You might find somebody quick and then they can't attack you back. Even if you just attack them with goblins, it doesn't matter. They cannot revenge a revenge. So I did not know that. I've been playing the game for 3 years. Did not know that. Didn't even dawn on me once. So here you go. Here's another example. Someone who plays all the time, and I just told their people about this, the easy loot trick. Here's another example. I had no idea this was a thing. So there's just stuff out there. There's ticks, there's tricks and tips, blah, that people just don't know. What is it? What do any of you have? Is there something that you can be like, oh, Pilgrim, you got to do this. I've been doing this for 6 months. It works great. I mean, I try to tell everybody my tips and tricks, but I mean, there's always stuff I don't know. And I'm not going to sit here and scour the web for the coolest things to do in a mobile phone game. So, but yeah, that's about it. Easy episode this week. Nothing crazy. I figure with this event here, it would give people the reason to try this. And then from now on, they'll continue to do this to just dump troops in the morning, pick up a couple extra elixir or dark elixir here and there. And you know what? It helps. I'll take it. Especially some of the Town Hall 7s when they're trying to struggle to find dark elixir. It'll be an easy way for them to pick up maybe 1,000 to 2,000 dark elixir. And at that level, that's a big amount to help you with research or hero upgrades. So I'm glad that I told you that. And then if you ever run out of loot, like I said, go revenge attack somebody. Take their loot and then, you know, go laugh all the way to the bank. But Clashers, again, thank you. Again, time and time, week after week after week, sticking around. This is Pilgrim. This is Cock Talks. It's a simple Clash of Clans. I appreciate the emails I got this past week. A couple of them helped me with a future episode I want to be doing. And anything, reviews, Twitter, pictures, whatever, get at me. I'm always around. It usually takes 3 to 4 days to get to an email, and I always reply. I reply to everybody. I don't care what it is. If you take the time to email me, I'll take the time to get back to you. So Clashers, keep it real. Stay clashy. Get all that loot. Good luck in war. Good luck upgrading bases, and I'll catch you guys in a week or so. Pilgrim, out.